They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, we are bringing to you a brand new series titled Exemplary Devotees. If I was to present to you this title, Exemplary Devotees, what comes in the front of our mind? InshaAllah, in our program, we will discuss and inshaAllah delve into the blessed lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will learn how these blessed individuals teach us how to become true devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, these episodes will be filled with their accounts in which we will discuss their expressions of love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout their blessed lives. Let us commence, inshallah, by mentioning a virtue of reciting Salat ala Nabi. It is a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Reciting Salat upon the noblest Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam removes the sins so quickly that even the water cannot extinguish the fire with such swiftness. And sending Salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than setting the slaves free. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in this episode We will listen to the account of the first orator of Islam. We will also listen to the three desires of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, the account of Ghare Thawr, the cave of Thawr, a statement in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "No one's wealth benefited me more than the wealth of Abu Bakr." And finally, we will mention regarding the reason to why Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away. What was the cause of the passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu? And also a few accounts regarding the final few moments of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu in this world. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah we will commence with the story of the first Muballigh of Islam. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the early age of Islam, anybody who became a Muslim would hide his iman. This was also the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this time, as there was a lot of difficulty, oppression, mistreatment and torture from the side of the non-Muslims. And when the number of the Muslims totaled 38, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he requested in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give us permission so that we can worship openly. We can express our message of Islam openly." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at first declined this permission. But upon the repeated request of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted his permission. Now all of the Muslims, happily, full of excitement, reached Masjidul Haram, the blessed Kaaba Sharif. And then the first orator of Islam, the first Muballigh of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, began delivering his speech. When he began to deliver his lecture, the disbelievers and the polytheists attacked the Muslims from all directions. Despite the fact that the honor and dignity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was acknowledged all over Makkatul Mukarrama, the disbelievers still attacked Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in such a way that his blessed face got badly injured. and it began to bleed to the extent that he became unconscious. When the people of his tribe came to know about his condition, they rushed towards him, they picked him up and brought him back home. The people began to think that these are the final moments of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in this mortal world. However, in the evening, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu regained consciousness, the first words to leave his blessed truthful lips were, "How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Subhanallah. Upon this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was rebuked. He was scolded, he was told off by his own tribe members that it is because of your support towards him that you are suffering this misfortune, even though you are still calling his name. Now the respected mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whose title was Ummul Khair, she brought some food for him to eat. But there was only one proclamation on the lips of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When his mother replied by saying she is unaware, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu replied and he said, "Please go and ask Jamil radiallahu anha, who is the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Please ask Jamil in order to fulfill this heartfelt plea and request of her beloved son." The mother, Ummul Khair, went to Sayyida Jamil radiallahu anha and asked about the condition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now due to the unfavorable circumstances of the time, Sayyidatuna Jamil radiallahu anha still kept her iman hidden and she replied, "I do not know who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is and I do not know about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu." Due to hearing the condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, she replied that, "I'm not sure about who you're discussing or speaking about, but I could come with you to visit him, to see him." So Ummul Khair took Sayyidatuna Jamil radiallahu anha to her home. When Sayyidatuna Jamil radiallahu anha saw the unfortunate condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, she could not control herself and began to weep. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu requests Jamil radiallahu anha that, "Please tell me the good news of the well-being of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Sayyidatuna Jamil indicates towards the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu that she is present. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies by saying that, "Do not be afraid of her." Then she replies by saying, "By the grace of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is well and fine. And he is presently at the home of Arqam," meaning Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I swear by Allah Almighty that I will not eat or drink anything until I am blessed to see my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Now, on one side it is the mother seeing her child in this condition, and then on the other side is the true and the greatest devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the night had firmly set, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken by his blessed mother and by Sayyidatuna Jamil radiallahu anha to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon seeing the condition of his most loyal devotee Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he began to cry. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, upon seeing his beloved, began to cry. And they embraced one another. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a few moments, was spent hugging and embracing Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he presents and he says, "This is my mother Ummul Khair. Please pray for her to be guided and give her the invitation towards Islam." The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the invitation to Islam, and by the grace of Allah, the mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam and became a Muslim immediately. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, we have heard the story of the first orator of Islam. And we learn from this story that a true devotee goes through a lot of difficulties, a lot of strife, and he fights for his love. And as true Muslims today, we also need to follow suit. We also need to spend our life in following the way and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to present before you another beautiful account in which Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu expresses his devotion to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. On the occasion when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to go and free Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi, the blessed Ethiopian radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the hands of the disbelievers. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes and he purchases Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on this occasion, what actually took place, the non-Muslims become astonished, they were surprised, and they were thinking amongst themselves that why did Abu Bakr do this? Perhaps Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu has some sort of favor upon him. That's why he's purchased him for this really expensive price. And then he let him go, he freed him. So then, upon this objection of the non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses from the Holy Quran by saying, وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And very soon, he will be kept far away from it, meaning from hell, the one who is the most pious, who gives his wealth in order to become pure. And no one has done a worldly favor to him, for which recompense may be given in return. He desires only the pleasure of his Lord, who is the Most High, and indeed soon he will be very pleased. A great commentator of the Quran, the author of the great book Tafsir Kabir, a pious predecessor from almost 800 years ago, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi alayhi rahma mentions in Tafsir Kabir, the Quranic commentators have an ijma', a unanimous agreement, that this verse was revealed about the first leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. But the point, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to the devotion of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmah tells us, and he educates us by saying, upon the purchase of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, O Abu Bakr, allow us to partake in the purchase of Bilal. Take half the amount from us, so we both will be his purchasers. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu began to tremble. And while sacrificing himself at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O my master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am your slave, and so too is Bilal radiallahu anhu. And O my master, I have purchased him for your sake. I have freed him for your sake. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Look at the extreme love and the devotion of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he did such a great favor to Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu, and he fulfilled the commandment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He did not attribute this greatness to himself. Rather, at that time, it was actually a lot of money. The price that he paid in that time was quite expensive. But the non-Muslims went off happily. But they didn't understand that they were actually robbed. In what sense? Because Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu would have given all of his wealth to free Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi. If he just gave a few thousand dirhams or dinars, this was the cheapest bargain. This was the cheapest offer that he got. Subhanallah. He would have offered more. He would have given more for the life and for the freedom of Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi. Why? because it was the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We as Muslims today should ponder, how much do we act upon the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Here on one side of the scale, we have Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu's sincere love and devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fulfilling the commandments. But today on our side, we claim to be Muslim, but how much do we follow in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, the coolness of my eyes has been placed within salah. So when we offer salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is aware of our actions and he becomes pleased with us. But unfortunately today, how many of us fulfill this obligation? My dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is a few points that we should ponder over. Furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers, another account within the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, which expresses his walihana love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such amazing attachment with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says, nobody's wealth benefited me as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr benefited me. Subhanallah. But look at the Ashik Akbar. Look at the response of the greatest devotee, the unparalleled devotee, the matchless devotee. He says, it mentions in the narration, Fabaka Abu Bakrin. Upon hearing this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these great words of honor, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq began to cry. He started weeping and he said, Ya Rasulullah, am I and my wealth anything except for you, Ya Rasulullah? Meaning, Ya Rasulullah, you are the owner of my life and my wealth. This is your wealth in essence that is being given. Subhanallah. On another occasion, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions the overflowing sacrifices and devout love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in these words. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, listen with the ears of your heart. Look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, the people who had a favor upon us, we have given them their recompense in return. But Allah will grant the reward of Abu Bakr's favor upon him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our hearts become overjoyed when we listen to these accounts. That this is our role model when it comes to being a true lover for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But we must ponder, we must reflect, are we following in the way of the greatest devotee? When it comes to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do we act upon the sunnah? When it comes to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do we act upon these teachings? Or are we on the other side of the spectrum? Are we far away from the sunnah? Are we far away from the recitation of the Quran? Far away from helping the people of our society? So when we understand and we ponder, we will, inshallah, come to the conclusion that we are lacking in many areas. But it does not stop there. We should make a firm intention from today that we will live our life in accordance to the teaching of Islam. Our morning, our evening, our lives will be spent in trying to propagate the true message of Islam to the people, to the masses. We, through our character, through our behavior, through our speech, will impress the people so that they become amazed and they see that this is a Muslim. This is how great a Muslim is. This is a lover of the Prophet. And if the devotee of the Prophet is like this, then how would the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself be? Subhanallah. I'd like to mention to you another beautiful account of the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From the words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This devotion, this attachment, how far will this go? How far will this love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefit us? Now, on one occasion, I will just tell you that whoever we love in this world, our attachment to them will come to an end as soon as we leave. They don't remember us. They don't pray for us. They may remember us on a few occasions at our funeral. But after this, people tend to forget. But when you attach yourself to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, you are not forgotten. Rather, you are remembered. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is remembered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these words: "Anta sahibi ala al-hawd wa sahibi fil ghar." Subhanallah. You are my companion by the pond of Kawthar and the cave of Thawr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, there are many, many accounts in which we can mention about the virtues, the excellencies of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, his devout attachment to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat has said, for the sake of the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled all three desires of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His first desire was that he remains in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he can behold the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. And he was blessed with that beautiful prayer and that supplication in journeys as well as during residence, to the extent of the loneliness in the cave of Thawr, this seclusion with just Habib, Ma'al Habib, the beloved with his beloved, alone in the cave of Thawr, and they take refuge in the cave of Thawr. And it was there for 3 days, for 3 nights, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq remained within the cave. And it was during this time that one of the greatest sacrifices of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was given, where he sacrificed his life for the sake of the comfort of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. The second desire, he wished to sacrifice his wealth for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he did so in such a way where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even acknowledged by saying that nobody's wealth benefited me as much as the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu benefited me. Subhanallah. And on the Battle of Tabuk, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave all of his wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even Sayyidina Abu Umar radiallahu anhu, he states that I cannot surpass Abu Bakr in good deeds. This is the rank of the greatest of all of mankind after the prophets and messengers. And finally, the third wish of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was that he would remain in closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So even in the enlightened tomb, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted his everlasting companionship and closeness to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah azza wa jal. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the ability to learn lessons from the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. His devotion, what do we learn from this? We learn his devotion. He sacrifices his life, his wealth, his family, his time for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we today also need to think and ponder that, are we sacrificing anything for the deen of Islam? Are we sacrificing our lives, our time, our children to become ulama, scholars, and knowledgeable people of the deen so that they can further propagate the message of Islam? I pray Allah gives us the ability to ponder over these messages and follow in the ways of the unparalleled devotee, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, the real cause of the demise, the passing of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, let us hear from the words of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah. The real cause of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise was the apparent demise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The body of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started to constantly become weaker and weaker after the apparent demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu also left this mortal world. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was all for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That once the beloved is no longer there, then what is the use of this life? Allahu Akbar. It's beautifully stated, Mar hi jaun, main agar is dar se jaun do qadam, kya bache bimare gham, qurbe masiha chhod kar. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his entire life in obeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in helping, in supporting the religion of Islam, in his extreme devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best role model for all of those who wish to seek and to acquire the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My humble advice, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if a person wishes to acquire the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is mandatory, it is obligatory for him to study the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he does so, then he will know what is that level that a person goes to in order to please his beloved. Allahu Akbar. If we look at now the final stages of the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, it is reported by the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Siddiqa bint Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She mentions, when the time of the demise of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu approached, he radiallahu anhu said, what was the day of the passing of my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha replies, on a Monday. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu then says, what day is it today? I replied, today is Monday. He radiallahu anhu then said, I would like to depart this life tonight. Meaning, so that my day of demise also matches with that of my beloved. Allahu Akbar. She further said, my father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, asked me, how many pieces of cloth were there in the shroud of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I humbly said, there were 3 pieces of cloth in the blessed shroud of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having heard this, he radiallahu anhu saw the pieces of cloth that had stains of saffron or musk spread beneath him. He radiallahu anhu then said, keep it in the shroud and include 2 more pieces of cloth. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I was present with the Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the last moments of his blessed life. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, O Ali, when I have passed away, give me ghusl with the blessed bowl from which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given ghusl. Allahu Akbar. Then after wrapping the shroud around me, take my body to the enlightened tomb of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then seek permission from the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following words: Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, hadha Abu Bakr yasta'zinu ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salam be upon you, Abu Bakr is present and he seeks permission. If the door of the blessed mausoleum opens, bury me in there. And if permission is not granted, then bury me in Jannatul Baqiyya. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that we fulfilled the wasiyat, the will of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, exactly as he said it. I bathed him with that bowl that I used to bathe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when washing his blessed body. And then I placed the blessed body of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq at the door of the mausoleum of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr is present and he seeks your permission. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, As soon as I said my words, I saw that the door of the mausoleum of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam opened, and a voice came from the inside. Adkhilul Habiba ila al Habib. Allahu Akbar. Enter the beloved towards the beloved. And then he radiallahu anhu was buried at the side of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Wo yare ghar bhi hai, to yare mazar bhi. Bu Bakr aaj bhi to hai, har dam nabi ke saath. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we have heard the wonderful accounts of the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, in which he expressed his immense love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the lessons that we learn from his blessed life are very, very important. And truly, first and foremost, nobody can ever acquire the status of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That close proximity that he had with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was unique to himself. We also learn the devotion that he had, how much he obeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He followed his blessed way to such an extent that he wished to pass away on the same day of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He radiallahu anhu passed away on the same day, the same age, and he is buried in the same place as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the same city, in the same blessed masjid. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to ask ourselves, how much devotion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do we have within our life? How much practical love do we have? And furthermore, we should also inspire this love within our children, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our everything. We have every blessing from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us true devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we not only sacrifice our life, our time, our children, and everything at the feet of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the sake of the deen of Islam with sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us every day in our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.